I'm astounded by what I'm reading right now. Here's a quote. The decoded stories of the Mayan Transformers tell us that Lord Pakal was a super god with superhuman intellectual ability. He was the mind behind the legacy of the Maya. As Quetzalcoatl, he taught his people the mathematics of astronomy, spanning millions of years into the past and future. He explained the perfectness of creation, and in so doing, explained the purpose of life. Harnessing the skills of an indigenous Indian people, he left in the jungles of Central America, the messages of purification of the soul and of the reality of everlasting life. Quetzalcoatl, he taught the Maya mythology and created a pantheon of gods, small g, whose purpose it was to come to life 1,250 years later. Released after years of imprisonment in stone carvings, paintings, jewelry, architecture, in this their final encore, they would provide 20th century man with a mind-blowing performance, telling us that what they were revealing was of the utmost importance to all of us. End of quote. It is the book, The Super Gods, by Maurice M. Cotterell. The subtitle on the top is, They Came on a Mission to Save Mankind. Let me tell you that what I'm quoting, what I'm reading, is absolutely a lie. It is absolutely contrary to spiritual reality, to what God has done in Christ. And it lends itself to the end of days. It promotes and builds the precursors that will lead millions of people to embrace Antichrist as a good super god, the false prophet as a great super god. What I'm reading here in the epilogue, starting on page 168, in the book The Super Gods, is what I've been saying all along for weeks now, and weeks I've been seeing that the more we look at the Mayan prophecies, the more that we look at what is being unearthed and how it is being unearthed and how it is being brought back out and how it is now infecting millions, injecting life into globalism, injecting a perspective into the coming chaos, the slaughter of human life as a good thing, and builds the precursors for the arrival of the Antichrist and the false prophet. Let me begin again. Quote, the decoded stories of the Mayan Transformers tell us that Lord Pakal was a super god with superhuman intellectual ability. Later he says, as Quetzalcoatl, he taught his people the mathematics of astronomy, spanning millions of years. Let me say that right now, that more than anything else, Quetzalcoatl would look like Nephilim, one that would impose himself as a god, small g, on the people, one that would lead the people in the building of buildings and temples, Nephilim architecture, and the architecture that would be built around human sacrifice in the broadest and most horrific sense, that would open the gateways, bring in the powers from that side to this, connect with the heavenlies in the dark side, and bring a deposit. Let me tell you my perspective. When I read this part in this book, I by God's providence, I picked it up today just because of the content, that I think that as this man, Maurice Cotterell, talks about Nephilim as if they're the super gods. As, we're going to see here in a moment what he says, comparing Quetzalcoatl, Buddha, Krishna, and Christ, all as the same. I'm going to tell you again that behind these writings are what John, in the book of 1 John, called the spirit of Antichrist. When I read these words, listen now. quote, he taught the Maya mythology and created a pantheon of gods whose purpose was to come to life 1,250 years later. Isn't that now? Isn't that about 2010 or 2012? Isn't that right where we're just about? And release after years of imprisonment. Listen to this. The writer is saying that the spirit-guided doctrines and prophecies and information and knowledge, the knowledge deposited, imprisoned. Let me tell you something. It's as if the demon gods and goddesses, it's as if the Nephilim knew that God was shutting down the human sacrifice factory of the Mayan culture of that day. It's as if they knew and did all they could to get as much of, demonic doctrine deposited, preparations for the future deposited, with plots and plans that in the future they would resurrect the content that they deposited for the purpose of fulfilling the Luciferic agenda. When he says these words, that the purpose of Quetzalcoatl, I believe Nephilim, I believe a high ordered, maybe again a first generation type, one that would claim to be a god and be at the top of those temples, those ziggurats, to be worshipped. As I read Cotterell's, book here, I'm absolutely astounded as he describes Quetzalcoatl and the Mayan and the spiritual beauty, the spiritual wonder, the peaceful, beautiful descriptions and pictures of this Lord Pakal, this Quetzalcoatl. I guess he never did the research that I have here to my left. Pictures of Quetzalcoatl with a sacrificial knife jamming it through the skull, the eyeball and the skull of a human being in human sacrifice. I guess he didn't listen to or read the information that came from the Italian archaeologists of the 50,000 to 70,000 human sacrifices. We're not talking about an earthquake. We're not talking about a flood. We're talking about the plotted, planned, agonizing, horrific, blood-shedding, pain-filled, terror-filled human sacrifice done by demonized priests or Nephilim or combination of both. Quetzalcoatl is a human-sacrificing, bloodshed, human-enslaving entity that along with the entire deposit of that ancient Nephilim demonized culture has now, as Maurice Cotterell is saying, the message and the embodiment of what they were doing and saying, he says it's an imprisonment in the stone carvings and paintings and jewelry and architecture. In this, I'm quoting now, in this their final encore, in reference to the unveiling of Mayan prophecies, Mayan spiritual teaching, in unveiling and reconnecting and even opening the doors to the exact same demon gods and goddesses that subjugated the Mayan people, used them, and led it to become a factory, like a factory of human sacrifice. Walk on the Mayan grounds, climb the stairs of the temples. It is in all those areas that thousands and thousands of humans were horrifically sacrificed, blood was charged, spilt, used, all to open more doors. Not just for the past, but in lieu of God's shutting them down for the future. Even Maurice Cotterell, in his book, The Super Gods, is seeing it that way. He's giving reference to the Mayan prophecies and materials coming out now as a final encore. And now, in this sense that, yes, the Mayan prophecies are coming out and being hailed as, well, this is what he says, as do numerous other writers I'm reading. Quote, telling us, in reference to the Mayan content and prophecies, telling us that what they were revealing was of the utmost importance to us all. I have been saying for weeks, keep your eyes on the Mayan prophecies, on the documentaries, on the talk show interactions, on the content. What I begin to perceive some time ago, and specifically now, is that the content is of the same order, luciferic, and that it may have been purposely deposited quickly in the ending of the blood human sacrificing society of that day, so that it would be preserved and be used later in the known luciferic agenda of globalism, of the rise of Antichrist, a beast system, and a false prophet. I am telling you now that the Mayan prophecies may have been plotted and planned, and now in the timing, in the actual timing, Satan pulling out of his arsenal, not just from the Masons, occult writings, New Age writings, the alienologists, and those who are in satanic ritual abuse bloodlines, but the ancient places of the ancient temples where some of the broadest gateways to the demonic realm were ever opened. I wonder if they will have anything to do. I wonder if there will be any keys in the ancient demonic deposited knowledge that will be used to fuel and to aid the great chaos, the coming rise of Antichrist, false prophet, and the beast system, with a rationalization of eliminating millions who would stand in the way of their luciferic enlightenment. It is now 13 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Friday night, July the 30th, 2010. And the Mayan prophecies and the content and the satanic synchronicity, the dots, well, it burns my britches to see the deceit in such a larger, broader, and historic plotted dimension that lends itself to the end of days. The more you study biblical revelation on the evolution of satanic development, you begin to see how broad. When you read Revelation 12 and you see about how the dragon, that the invisible but yet felt known presence that encircles the earth, that is bringing subjugation and control and guidance, that's behind the globalism, the political, military, economic, environmental, and spiritual forces that will lead to the chaos, lead to the Antichrist, false prophet, lead to the worst destruction of humanity into the billions, open the abyss, and just about annihilate humanity. Hey, isn't that what happened among the Mayans when they opened the gateways, when they opened the doors, when they believed in the Nephilim fake gods and goddesses? Isn't that what happened to the other ziggurats and temples and places and Atlanteans and all the rest? It's not great superior knowledge hidden that needs to be unearthed again. Can I read you something else? He's billing the author of this book, The Super Gods, and many others, and listen, from many other streams, not just Maurice Cotterell's book, page 169, quote, the Transformers, and primarily Lord Pakal, the Kotzikotl, are telling us in the same way to examine ourselves. The way to success is to purification is therefore through self-examination of our own defects and weaknesses and failings. Let me tell you right now what I'm going to say. It's not a Holy Spirit prediction. I'm just saying. I'm going to say that prophecies and Luciferic rationalization will come out, giving what seems like brilliant reasons why millions should die who stand in the way of the onslaught of the first satanic Pentecost, the horrific chaos that's coming. I've got to read a little bit more, and then we'll take a little bit of a break. Page 170 in the epilogue. Quote, once the same decoding rules were applied to the mosaic mask, we began to realize that not only was Lord Pakal very clever, but that he was very different. He gave life and took life away. He ruled the four corners of the sky, the heavens, and as Quetzalcoatl, the feathered snake, garden snake, you know, Genesis 3, the feathered snake, he ruled the spirit and the flesh, like Krishna, Buddha, and Christ before him. Let me give a commentary. What a horrific blasphemy. What an horrific lie. Study the lives of Krishna, Buddha, coming out of the field of Golden Buddha, being in a temple before I ever came to Christ. I understand the passive spiritual seeking world that I was in while I was in that temple. Quite different when we come to Christ, who is alive, who lives. See, what I don't think Maurice and millions of New Agers understand is that those all around the world that believe on the living Christ, it's a relationship. The same Christ that died is the same Christ that now lives in us and seeks to bring his life and eternal life and blessing to all. We're talking about God in human flesh as the angels recognized, as the demons feared, as all the prophets acknowledged, and as all the apostles led by the Spirit of God agreed. Jesus Christ is God in human flesh. And you have to rip him out of all of biblical revelation, away from all the prophets, away from the angels, away from all the apostles of the New Testament. You have to pull him away from the Holy Spirit in order to fit him in as Maurice Cotterell does in this book. I guess he's saying that Krishna and Buddha were like super gods, and Jesus Christ was like a super god, and Quetzalcoatl is just like them. Is that right? Quetzalcoatl, who jamming a ritual knife through the eye socket into the brain skull of a human sacrificial victim? How come none of that's in this book? Because it's plotted and planned disinformation. Because there's a massive, 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 did I say massive, cover-up among those who have been absolutely veiled with a spiritual blinding has come across all these researchers. How come they are not outraged at the Mayans for the slaughter of thousands and thousands, including men, women, and children, in painful, horrific, torturing, bloodshedding, gruesome, ripping out their guts while they're alive type rituals? And all so that it could appease the demons, but really not appease, but open the doors and let more in and create a kind of demonic manifested bubble in history. That's what it was back in 2 Kings 21:22. That's what Manasseh did in opening all the doors. He opened like a Luciferic bubble in time until God had to come and close it. Because it always involves the subjugation of humanity and then the sacrifice of humanity, and then the layering of more and more and more of the demonic. That's what the coming Babylon system is all about. Revelation 18, study it. The more bloodshed in a ritualistic fashion that allows the demonic to come through will then be like a spiritual and to a degree a physical toxic presence that will bring in layers, in sequential layers, the horrific deaths of hundreds of millions of human beings. And you know what? The cover-up written by some of these Mayan prophecy propagators, I'm not sure whether individuals like this understand radical evil, sin, Satan. Maurice does mention on this page 170 that Quetzalcoatl, the feathered snake, goes on to say these words. You're not going to believe this. Quote, "And as though they were comrades in arms, Pakal's appearance in the mask resembles a stained glass depiction of Christ or of a peaceful Buddha. Even historical accurate descriptions of Buddha in comparison to Quetzalcoatl would be vastly different characters. One is more like Nephilim. The other was a seeker, a spiritual searcher. But to say that Quetzalcoatl, the Nephilim, the one in charge that led his little society in the use of humanity. As archaeologists reveal, they've been six little kids put into like a some kind of base, they were burned and melted alive in September. Maybe the entire month of September dedicated to revealing the gods, the demon gods, the human sacrifice, the bloodshed, the plotted spiritual plans, depositing writings, demonic attachment to the tools, the paintings, the objects, with the desire in the future to resurrect them to fuel the evolution of satanic agenda. I'm now seeing that the Mayan prophecies may fuel as precursors acceptance of Antichrist as a super god, the false prophet as a super god. I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't quote and mention Quetzalcoatl. For those who are believers in Christ, listen to the words concerning, if he was a man demonized, he still did the human sacrifice and horrific crimes against humanity. Horrifically opposed to the God of heaven. Absolutely embracing the serpent snake. Read Revelation 12 again. Maurice Cotterell, read Revelation 12, the description of the dragon, the ancient serpent snake, who seeks the human blood and the sacrifice as doorway to step into this side. So when I see that he's saying that like comrade, like Quetzalcoatl and Jesus are comrades in arms. Pakal's appearance in the mask as Quetzalcoatl resembles a stained glass depiction of Christ. What an absolute outrage. Listen, this is where we read in the Old Testament where they see evil and say it's good, and they see good and say that it's evil. That everything's upside down. That the deeper you embrace Luciferic spiritual content, the more blinded an individual is to spiritual reality. And deception always leads to destruction, as it did with the Mayans. Fool me once, what is that? Shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. What will it take for humanity to see and really unearth the demonization of these indigenous people, that they were used and abused, and without redemption, without, I mean, can you imagine Jesus going into that culture? Kicking out the demons, engaging Quetzalcoatl, bringing freedom to people and healing to people and life to people and hope to people and joy to people. You think God would eliminate human sacrifice? You watch how some 2012ers will justify human sacrifice as part and partial, as a heroic thing to bring in the new age, to get rid and eliminate resist wars and resistance to the spiritual wave that is plotted and planned, only waiting for the restrainer to be removed. Again, we are about 27 minutes into the hour, 6 to 7 p.m. on a Friday night, July the 30th. Listen, we are going to jump into August this next Monday. We have another series coming out. If you're new to this voice, my name is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net is the website. ShatterTheDarkness.net is the website. And on that website, there are hundreds and hundreds of MP3s to download. There are courses. There are materials. One of the most important ones out of these 2 years that we've been on doing radio and doing broadcasts, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. That was meant to be one of the courses, but we turned it into a series, giving it free to everyone. So I would call out to believers in Christ, don't fear to study what needs to be studied to become as strong and powerful. Matter of fact, if you look next to that little box, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, still free is a course called Confronting the Powers. If you get it, it involves confronting the dark powers and all the deception with the Great Commission, learning how to be clothed in the power of God and so forth, and reach human beings who will fall prey to the most horrific deception that may lead to human sacrifice on a global scale as compared to regional with the Mayan or with Manasseh or in other parts of the world. The underground human sacrifice that has been going on, the 500 million satanic rituals done in the United States alone, and probably 200 to 300 million or more in Europe and other places through the last 40, 50 years, the underground secret power of lawlessness. Human sacrifice, shedding of blood, drawing of demons, opening the gateways, and bringing that side to this side. Do you feel it in the air? Do you hear it in the reports of encounters, voices in the head, possessions? I want you to know that we have some strategic conferences coming up. And so we invite you to come to the conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, August 27th, August 28th. If you go to the website and look at our little flash picture thing, you'll see where it talks about the theme involves Jesus' words in Matthew 24. It involves as it was in the days of Noah. And that involves, again, horrific. It involves Nephilim. It involves all of that. So you can click onto that and see that Lynn Marzulli and that Connie Huff and that and all the ones that are going to be speaking there. So we hope that you'll come. And then secondly, Tom Horn, who has done an incredible work with transhumanism, transgenics, with the issue of supernaturally induced technologies. Well, there's a conference coming October 1st and 2nd, Canton, Ohio. Tom Horn will speak. I will speak. It is called Supernatural Science and Prophecy Conference. And if you click on to either the picture on that flash drive, or if you scroll down a little bit where it talks about conferences, just click on where it mentions Supernatural Science and Prophecy, and you'll see the you'll see how to sign up, get tickets, and all that's involved. Canton, Ohio, October 1st and 2nd. Listen, there's a series that that is developing also, and the best I can tell you is just keep looking at the site. Almost every day we've got new stuff and added materials. You got to take your time when you get there because there's so much. As I always say, keep us in your prayers. Remember that we don't use products and commercials and so forth to sell, to support and promote. So keep us in support. Think about us. If you can take a look at the little words, you can help sponsor this work on our website. We appreciate that. Let me mention one last thing, and then we're going to move on to the question answers. Well, the questions and answers on Nephilim that we've been doing this week. And you can send one in even now, right now, live, if you want to. Want to say hello again to the, we're seeing the tripling this week alone of the numbers of archives of these shows that are getting downloaded and listened to. And just from this site, almost 60 countries. So I want to say welcome to all of you, all over the world, and say that by God's providence, compelled to be here to say God loves you, God wants you, and God has made a way for you. The cross. It's where Christ gave his life on our behalf. The contrast to that is the other side always asks you to give your life and shed your blood or shed your children's blood. It's quite a difference. The blood of Christ sets us free, brings us into direct relationship with God. The Spirit of God comes into our life, opens our eyes to see and to know, gives the gift of indestructible immortality. So, let me read the last words. Page 171. In the book, The Super Gods, there's like a little subtitle in the beginning. It says, they came on a mission to save mankind. And, you know, Maurice is adding in Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, and Katsikadal as chums. They're all just buddies doing the same thing. And I'm going to tell you that is a blatant lie. It is horrific research. It is terrible misinformation. And let me just simply say this. As Jesus taught that Satan was the father of lies, and that when he lies, he speaks his native language. I've watched the prophecy that the Spirit of God gave about the end of days when spirits, demon spirits, dark spirits, even though they would masquerade, would come and give more content, doctrine, revelation, experiences for people that would embrace it. And then disseminate it. And here's what I'm saying. What comes from God, you know, you can connect the dots. You can connect the dots from the 40 writers, the 1,600 years, three continents, three languages. You can connect the dots all through the scriptures. I mean, I read the scriptures, and as someone born of the Spirit of God, there's a witness of God, the Holy Spirit. I've read the so-called other gospels. They're not gospels of God. They, again, denounce the deity of God in Christ. They denounce the saviorhood, the blood of Christ, and what he did on the cross. They, again, lend itself and aid and abed pure Luciferic doctrine. And it's lethal. It kills and will, if embraced, bring not a transformation or an evolution of human consciousness. Didn't happen in Genesis 3. It brings a devolution and ultimately a horrific destruction. Anybody thinking that the Mayan culture of the past was a beautiful, wonderful, peaceful, gorgeous place did not live there. did not feel that thick, dark presence in the air, did not feel the dark presence emanating off of Quetzalcoatl and the priests and the others. They did not live there when heads of human beings they've known were chopped off and thrown down the stairs, bobbling around, when human blood was everywhere. The grounds are stained. The grounds are still corrupted. The grounds are still clearly attached to. Anybody going back to the 70s, read about Ted Owens, PK Man, that already believed that he was given non-human enhancement by alien presence, engaging national events in America that he believed he was, by his powers, affecting. He went down to the Mayan temples to engage the god of the temple. He went down to learn. Where do I go to learn? Jesus Christ talked about coming to him, where the burden is light, where the place of teaching and learning by the Spirit of God comes from the infinite God, the God who reveals, says what he means, and means what he says. Coming to the throne of grace. See, I've experienced for 36 years now, in all these studies, the grid of God the Holy Spirit within and the incredible knowledge of the living words of God there in the Bible. I've experienced again and again and again as the Holy Spirit brings to my mind Scripture, speaks to my heart, guides, leads, contrast or conflicting with that even on the other side of the fence. There's writings that are charged, inspired by the demonic side. And there's a synchronicity and a supernatural operating on that side of the fence too. One leads in one direction, and the other leads in a different direction. As I read the book, The Super Gods, I know that Maurice does not know, has never known God personally. Does not have inside of him God the Holy Spirit. Does not know the living Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, you can't get saved by accepting an alienologist or a Mayan version, now Mayan version, or a Masonic version, or a Jehovah's Witness version, a New Age version. You can't get saved by a fake Christ, a de-deified psychic Jesus. If there are those that want to strip him down from the cross, turn him into a cheap spiritualist, want to say that he's equal to and buddies and chums with the human sacrificing, blood shedding Quetzalcoatl, then you gotta be nuts, blinded. The last words, page 171. The super gods, and I'm quoting, quote, the super gods, in reference to Quetzalcoatl, the super gods came on a mission to save mankind. We have revealed the messages they left for us. Well, that's a lie. Maurice is lying right there. In the entire book, he doesn't say anything that Jesus Christ taught. He doesn't reveal anything of the cross, of the death, the resurrection, of the return of Christ. He doesn't reveal anything of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, healing the blind and those who couldn't speak and those who couldn't hear. He didn't reveal anything of a Savior who was both God, fully infinite God and fully absolute man, to take our place on the cross. He didn't reveal anything of the hundreds of ancient prophecies of the Old Testament speaking of the details of him coming, doing, speaking, and then going to the cross. So when I read this, it is a massive, massive, gross misleading. It's sad to say that's what we expect from the dark side. But when the dark side sounds a little bit light, it becomes palatable for those, well, who may have no discernment, may be looking for something. And you may be looking for something. You may be looking for something to embrace in all these years, and even in my days, as a dabbler into the darkest of arts, as someone who is in the Golden Buddha in the temple, learning how to leave my body and get to the Ascended Masters, as somebody who was really back in the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s, a New Ager. Let me tell you this clearly, that it was all real, but absolutely wrong and misleading. None of it led me to God. Not even my little Buddha statue in my room where I burned incense. None of it led me to know God and experience the beauty, the love, and end my search. I see millions and millions and millions of New Agers out there, and all the ones that I've known, all the ones that I've, you know, interacted with in the late 60s, early 70s, all the ones that I deal with now, seekers, searchers, constantly looking, experiencing, like a smorgasbord, like a wine-tasting ceremony. They touch spiritual presence, none of which leads them to the heart, the face, the embrace, the life of God. The God that wants them, that provided Christ on the cross as the gateway. The Mayans used humans and their blood in horrific, painful sacrifice to bring in the demons. Jesus gave his life at the cross, where his blood was shed by radical evil, to break the bonds of sin, Satan, hell, deception, eternal loss, separation from God. Now it's possible to have the living God re-enter your life. Not by your sacrifice, not by you shedding blood, not by your performance of anything. A perfect, sinless, holy, righteous one gave his life on the cross. Kotze Kotel, in comparison to Christ, are you kidding me? Quoting the words of Maurice Cotterell, page 171, we have revealed the messages they left. No, no, they didn't. No, you didn't. You gave the message of the Mayans and twisted and blended everything in to make it look like that. Goes on to say this, quote, and know now that we cannot afford to ignore them. Now here's the words, listen. And here's what a lot of New Agers, alienologists, and others are taught, what they're waiting for. Like the donkey going after the carrot, you know, the stick and the string, and they never get to it. Here's what he says at the end, quote, but a wealth of super knowledge still awaits us. Referring to his book and the Mayan stuff, this is only the beginning. Well, that I can agree with. It's layered. The approach to the end of time, the approach to the end of history is layered. Layers and layers of deception, seduction, alternatives, distraction, anything and everything to keep humanity from the face of God. Yet the doors are broad and wide and open and worldwide, and even down there among the Mayans, there are those that have given their lives to the living Christ, that can testify to the love of God, forgiveness based on what Jesus did, not our own self-purification or purifying ourselves in humanity by the slaughter of others. There are those down there and all over that have given their life to the living Savior that's alive. He's come to live in their lives. Who can come forward and say Kotze Kotel lives in their life? Kotze Kotel's walking with them. Kotze Kotel's giving them anything. A finite, listen, let me say that I believe probably Nephilim, with Nephilim architecture, with massive demonization, in the creation of a bubble in human history that completely shaped demonically, luciferic Lee, if I could make up a word. The culture, the gateways, the presence and the power. But before, and I think the enemy, I really do think the dark side knows when God is bringing the hammer down. I think they know. I think they try to preserve things. I think we're going to see, and here's what I'm giving right now as a human prediction, not from the Spirit of God, that we're going to see that it's very possible that the demonic and the work back there was frantically deposited, because in the last couple of years they were killing and sacrificing humans by the thousands so as to either ward off, protect, or embody as much of the dark side into the remains for the sake of a purposeful, plotted day to bring it all out again and fuel. I'm telling you now, all of the Mayan stuff may come down to being a powerful element in fueling and being precursors for individuals who embrace it, to help them embrace the Antichrist, the false prophet, and all of the end on their terms, as if they are the good, brilliant, wonderful super gods who have come to save the planet. How else would millions join and travel to Armageddon, aim their weapons into the sky, and decide that they needed to blast Jesus Christ out of the skies? When you take time to go to the Shadow of the Darkness website, you'll see Monday through Friday the listing of titles every week. Usually they're posted by Monday morning. But we also put out some broadcasts on Saturday, preemption broadcast, and this Sunday night, the Ragged Edge Show, 10 p.m. live with open chat and so forth. The title is, What is the Luciferic Invocation? Who authored it? Who's praying it? Why? And what will it do if many people repeat it? The Luciferic Invocation, even done at the United Nations building. Where else? Well, we're going to find out Sunday night. We are glad to invite you to be there. Questions about Nephilim. We've talked about Monday night, the origins. Tuesday night, the Old Testament level. Wednesday night, the beginnings of discussion on current modern day stuff. Both from the... And again, notice that an hour doesn't give us the time to go into all... I mean, we're just literally giving introductions to all of this. And so when we touched Wednesday and Thursday, there is the entire ufology and alien abduction scenario by the thousands and thousands now today. I've met some of those people in Roswell. Down there twice, I listened. And we've researched and we've engaged abductees. I watched as Joe Jordan brought abductees onto the stage that confessed that they were invaded, they were taken, that the alien abductors were not extraterrestrial but extra-dimensional, that they are dark, menacing, and evil, and that the only deliverance is through the name of the living Savior, Jesus Christ. Testimony after testimony after testimony. But the entire scenario involves the concept of breeders. Once again, the alien... whatever they are, as far as whatever. Listen, I don't see them as extraterrestrial. I do see them as there's the rulers and the principalities, and then there's the wicked spiritual entities in the heavenlies around us. So up there in the air, the atmosphere around us, is pouring forth like fireworks. It's really like... you know, satanic fireworks in the display to draw curiosity, to engage individuals. And I was just listening to the YouTube video somebody sent me on the Far Side Institute, the premier remote viewers. Courtney Brown, who remote viewed Jesus, went out into the ether, engaged, and talked to Jesus. Now, if you read his books, you'll realize he did not talk to the Christ who died on the cross. Once again, anything and everything, whether the Akashic records, whether ancient temple sites, whether actual direct guided writings from the demonic realm like Alice Bailey, any and all of that will tell you, will do everything to completely blind you from seeing the real Christ and offer you an alternative. That's what it's all about. It's not even a bait and switch. It's just simply the switch. It's blind and switch. Blind you from the real Christ, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Listen now, my friends. The God of this age, small g, Satan himself, Lucifer himself, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ, who is the icon of God, the visible of the invisible, the exact print visibly in front of us of what is invisible and from our eyes. So the blinding, spiritual blinding, is global, layered, consistent, continuous. And when you understand Luciferic doctrine and agenda clearly, you're going to be able to see and connect the dots and what it's all coming. Because whether it comes from the Masons, whether it comes from the secret societies, whether it comes from the Gnostics, whether it comes from, again, the so-called aliens teaching humanity and trying to breed with humanity, trying to create a hybrid. Story after story after story after story of all the hybrids. Very similar to the satanic ritual abuse issue as far as the end result. Create a hybrid. Create a human and a super being, a hybrid. And all whatever language they use, because I'm very clear about one thing. As I look at Maurice's book here to my left, the title, The Super Gods, obviously, as I read it, I see that he looks at Nephilim, first generation ones. They would be super gods in his view. And I think that that's what they wanted to be prior to the flood, after the flood, when you track, as Steve Quayle has done in his book on giants, the archaeology done behind it even today in finding bones, giant bones, places all over the world. Wherever you find a ziggurat, the temples that look like the Mayan temples, wherever you find those, coast of China, Sardinia, all over the world, wherever you find them, it's where Nephilim, usually first generation, but it could be second, third, fourth, fifth, that opened the massive gateways demonically to create a demonized culture, a kind of miniature Babylon. Revelation 18, the home of every demonic presence, foul bird. That's the picture. But it's going global, folks. It's going global. God has given the heads up that it's going global. And the seduction and the deception and the alternative and the Luciferic rationalization will go way beyond the Mayan culture. The Mayan, the dear Indian people, the indigenous people of that day, as in other parts of the world, they were overtaken by the Nephilim. They were, as they would in the Old Testament days too, Moabites, Philistines, Hittites, all the ites out there, you know. Whether it was Moloch or Baal or Nebo or, you know, all of those gods and goddesses, and then the Nephilim. It all ended in keep people from God, bring people into slavery and servitude, get them to sacrifice their own children in a bloody, horrific way, and live and seek, you know, the demon gods and the Nephilim seek self-exaltation. Antichrist or Satan in human skin, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that's one of the goals. proclaiming himself God, getting the world to worship him. Is the Antichrist any different than Quetzalcoatl in that issue? Won't it be on the backs of bloodshed and human sacrifice, declaring himself to be God, forcing worship, a mark, an image? Can't you see the same thing only on a broader scale? Questions real quick. Concerning satanic ritually abused as the breeders. They've bred, they've been used by the thousands and thousands. The stories are into the thousands now. As those who would, the babies would be taken to use in alien or in human sacrifice. Secondly, and the biggest issue of all is the back breeding that continued Levensborn. So again, I'm going to say study Levensborn. The many of the people that babies that were born in the early 40s, late 30s, and early 40s, they're still all over the world. And it was a goal of a spiritual genetic mix of Aryan, to get to Aryan genetics or to Nephilim genetics and to the power of that blood, a demonized, a charged blood, maybe even in the genetics. And so the goal was to go and backbreed and get there, and that has been the number one predominant thing among satanic ritual abuse. Among millions of victims, they can tell you, the counselors can tell you, the stories of marriage to the beast, hundreds and hundreds of rituals, of demonic engagement sexually, of demonized, I mean totally manifested, possessed, demonized individuals forcing the sexual relationship to create, to cause conception and create even another demonized, even maybe even more powerful superhuman, with the goal that there could be the arrival of fallen angels doing it again and creating Nephilim. Now, in all of this discussion, the proof is in the pudding, and our position is to take the stories and in the name of the living Christ to look for more cooperative information. And as I said, there are those who are currently seeking through spiritual warfare and mapping. Can you find the Nephilim? Can you fight them? We're going to have to carry this on. I'm going to have to bring it again next week. And there's too many questions. We got some answers. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, and we love you, and God bless you.